Mustafa Osman Ismail is the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Sudan. He joins us from the Sudan Permanent Mission of the United Nations in New York City. Dr. Ismail, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
We interviewed Andrew Natsios, who's the head administrator of the USAID, and he told us a story,
yes,
which I imagine you've heard, about being at a refugee center where the representative of the Sudanese government was so unpopular that people rose up against him.
I admit that in the camps there are some people who are traumatized. In most of the camps, people are complaining. People are attacking the government of Sudan in front of me. And we welcome that. We admit that this is a humanitarian crisis. There is a security problem. It needs a political settlement. But those who are using it for a political agenda, they should be ashamed. So let us concentrate on how we could save these people together.
A government is supposed to protect its people. Why has the Sudanese government not protected them?
Well, you know, the situation is not that simple. You know, Darfur, size-wise, is more than France. Population-wise, is about 6 million. And as you know, the community of Darfur is fully tribals. We have about 80 tribes in Darfur. So the rebels, which are belong to some tribes, they insist that they should take arms and fight in Darfur. When they start to fight, other tribes whom they refuse to join them, they request the government to intervene. The government cannot intervene at that time. So they start to have their own militia. Then we have a third forces. These are bandits called Janjaweed. These Janjaweed are part of the culture of Darfur. They are there for years. Because the rebels, they targeted the security organs, they destroyed all the security organs in Darfur. The Janjaweed were released from the prison. They start to attack civilians. So unless we have a final political settlement, we cannot say the situation come to normal.
Dr. Ismail, is the government of Sudan giving support to the Janjaweed?
There are militia that belong to tribes which refuse to join the rebels. So these militia, yes, the government supports them. The Janjaweed, these are different totally. They are killers. The government has no link of these groups. The role of the government here is to arrest them and to bring them back to prison.
Well, then I have to ask, is the government, when you talk about government support, does it include helicopters? Does it include weapons? Does it include the SUVs that, according to so many news reports, have been used in the slaughter of people in Darfur?
When you face with a rebellion, which start to attack and control city after city, and raise their flag as an independent state, the government either to sit down and to leave them to control everything, or to respond to that. So my way is this, as President Obasanjo put it today, if you have got lies on your clothes, and you decided to clean that lies, if you are going to, you need to use your fingers. Since you are using your fingers, until you clean the lies completely, you will get some spots of blood.
When you say lice, who are the lice, as far as you're concerned?
I try to give you a practical example. What I'm saying is that until we reach to a comprehensive political settlement, you will get some violations here and there. I never said that in a wrong way.
Thank you, Dr. Ismail.
Thank you very much.
Mustafa Osman Ismail is the Minister of Foreign Affairs for the Republic of Sudan.